The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Now, folks, I want to extend a warning to you today before we jump into the program. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Always an honor to be able to broadcast and share thoughts with you during the lunch hour, noon to 3 Eastern. But today's conversation for the next 3 hours is meant for a grown-up audience. And by a grown-up audience, I don't mean anyone over the age of 18. I'm talking about your mentality, the status of your brain, the maturity level of your brain. Because today we're going to be talking about elements of truth. Now, I understand that truth is irrelevant in today's modern society. I understand justice is somewhat irrelevant in today's society. But today we need to talk about the truth. And you're hearing a lot of bluster. You're hearing a lot of bloviating from Democrats, from Republicans, from Senator Ted Cruz. You're hearing a lot of stuff, a lot of noise today, and I'm just going to plow right through the new. I'm going to plow through the noise. That is the point of today's conversation, and we're going to be talking about some issues that are going to trigger a lot of people. If you are an establishment Republican, you're going to be triggered today. If you're a rhino, a Republican in name only, you're going to be triggered today. So you better head on over to your safe space. Just turn off the radio show. If you're a rhino, an establishment Republican, a millennial, you might want to just take a pass today. Take a day off from the show because we're going to be sharing some truth with you. As a matter of fact, we're going to carpet bomb America with truth. Great big truth bombs. Moabs back in the day. But I want to ask you a question right out of the gate here about Senator Ted Cruz. I'm going to play some audio. This is Senator Ted Cruz last night, and I'm going to let you hear what he had to say, and then I'll come back and offer some thoughts.
Solemn anniversary this week, and it is an anniversary of a violent terrorist attack on the Capitol, where we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage, incredible bravery, risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol. We are grateful for that courage. We appreciate the selfless sacrifice of the men and women who keep us safe.
Now, that comment stunned conservatives last night. I have never seen so much response, and people were just shocked that Ted Cruz would say something like that. I'm not surprised. What you just heard was Ted Cruz announcing he's running for the White House in 2024. Doesn't matter if Trump's going to run. Ted Cruz just announced that he's going to run for president. That's what that's all about. Ted Cruz wants to curry the favor of the rhinos and the establishment Republicans. And that's why he said during a Senate hearing yesterday that the events of January the 6th were a violent terrorist attack. Now, I want to ask you a very simple question here. Because we've had Ted Cruz on this program a number of times. We reached out to him last night. We reached out to him this morning. Not once, twice, three times we've reached out to the senator's office. And we're not even getting so much as a howdy do. They are now radio silent. because I wanted the senator to come onto this program. And you guys know me. We're not some sort of a gotcha radio show. We don't do that. We want to have an honest conversation. We want to have a robust debate. So we invited the senator to come on the program to explain what he meant, only because thousands of you have been, you would not believe the number of messages I got last night and into the wee hours of the morning. People are just devastated that Senator Ted Cruz would betray them and would betray conservatives. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Senator Ted Cruz has betrayed conservatives? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We have a lot of guests coming up, and I'm going to open up this hour to your comments, your opinions. We have Congressman Andy Biggs. Jenna Ellis is going to be here. Congresswoman Kat Kamick. So we have a lot of folks that are going to weigh in and offer their analysis of what's going on. Senator Rand Paul is going to be here. But for this hour of the program especially, your comments are what we're going to focus on. But Senator Ted Cruz shocked a lot of people. I'm not all that surprised by what he did. Now, earlier today, Joe Biden, in an effort to bring healing to America, to put a Band-Aid on the great wounds of America, to heal the national divide, went to the U.S. Capitol and on the anniversary of the riot, yelled at President Trump. Cut number two.
He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president. Defeated by a margin of over 7 million of your votes in a full and free and fair election. There is simply zero proof the election results are inaccurate.
He also went on to say that the president cannot accept that he lost.
What did we not see? We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack, sitting in the private dining room off the Oval Office in the White House, watching it all on television and doing nothing for hours as police were assaulted, lives at risk, the nation's capital under siege. This wasn't a group of tourists. This was an armed insurrection. They weren't looking to uphold the will of the people. They were looking to deny the will of the people. They were looking to uphold, they weren't looking to uphold a free and fair election. They were looking to overturn one. They were looking to save the cause of America. They were looking to subvert the Constitution. This isn't about being bogged down in the past. This is about making sure the past isn't buried. That's the only way forward. That's what great nations do. They don't bury the truth. They face up to it. Sounds like hyperbole, but that's the truth. They face up to it. We are a great nation. My fellow Americans, in life there's truth. And tragically, there are lies. Lies conceived and spread for profit and power. We must be absolutely clear about what is true and what is a lie. And here's the truth. The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He's done so because he values power over principle, because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest, than America's interest, and because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution. He can't accept he lost.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is a senile liar. President Joseph Biden, a senile liar. This was not an insurrection. As a matter of fact, the only people calling it an insurrection are Democrats, establishment Republicans, rhinos, and the propagandists in the mainstream media. You see, here on this radio program, we peddle facts. We work and operate in the world of facts. We operate in a world where, as Grace Baker said a few days ago on this program, words matter. Words have meaning. It is okay for you. And let me say this. I am aggravated by both sides here, all right? But one side is a heck of a lot larger than the other. All of you people out there saying, oh, Todd, this was just a church group going to the Capitol building, and they were taking photographs and just having a wonderful time, a picnic at the Capitol. No, that's not what it was. You don't bring lumber, you don't bring 2x4s to a Capitol tour. People were getting beat up. Cops were getting assaulted. Things were being stolen. There was damage. People, for God's sakes, were breaking windows and climbing into the Capitol building. It's okay to admit that that was wrong, ladies and gentlemen. It's also okay to address some very clear problems with the narrative coming out of the Democrats and the rhinos. And we're going to go through this today because I am now convinced that whatever happened on that day was meant to happen by individuals within the deep state of the government. Now, we're going to talk about the politics of this in just a few moments, and we're going to get to your call, so hang tight. I know we have folks wanting to hop on here, but I want to go back and talk about some things. You heard the president say this was an armed insurrection. It was not. Now, you can make the argument they were using things as weapons, but we're not talking about thousands of people storming the Capitol with guns a-blazing. The only people who had guns were the Capitol Police. As a matter of fact, the only person shot and killed that day was Ashley Babbitt. So we're going through, and again, we're plowing through this. And it's going to irritate a lot of folks on both sides. But we've got to talk about the truth of what happened. Now, you heard the liar, the senile liar, Joe Biden, say this was an insurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not an insurrection. Not a single person out of the 725 people who were arrested have been charged with insurrection. They have not been charged with sedition. They have not been charged with treason. Nobody has. As a matter of fact, I have in my fingers, and if you're watching us on our Rumble stream, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can see in my hands that I have the official statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia. Not once does it say anything about an insurrection. But Todd, it was an No, it was not an insurrection. Here's the deal. When the U.S. Attorney's Office from the District of Columbia officially charges someone with insurrection, happy to call it an insurrection. Happy to do it. But they haven't done so. And why is that? By the way, why haven't we heard about the guy who tried to blow up RNC and DNC headquarters? We actually have video of that. And to this day, as a matter of fact, again, in the official statement here from the U.S. Attorney's Office, nobody's even talking about the fact that somebody tried to blow up the RNC and DNC headquarters. Is it possible, and I'm just going to throw this out there, is it possible that maybe those were not pipe bombs? Maybe, just maybe, that was all a ruse to make it look like something was going to happen when in fact it was not? Is it possible that deep state actors within the FBI... Is it possible that they could have staged all of this? Is it possible? Is anybody remotely interested in who might have blown up those buildings, or at least tried to? Go back to May of 2020. And again, we're going to get to your calls, I promise. But I got a lot to say about this. In May of 2020, hundreds of leftists, furious at President Trump, stormed the White House. You might remember this. A guard shack was set on fire. They were throwing Molotov cocktails. It was a violent scene. Remember the church, St. John's Church? They set the church on fire. It was horrible. 60 Secret Service agents were injured. Some had to be hospitalized. But those would-be insurrectionists did not breach the White House gates. And why is that? Why is it that the People's House was not pillaged or plundered on that day? Why is that? 2 days of rioting, why is it that the White House was not breached. Well, the reason is very simple, because it was fortified, heavily fortified, with dozens and dozens of Secret Service agents and other police officers. They stood their ground. They fought back. But that's not what happened at the U.S. Capitol. The Capitol Police, facing the rioters, were told to stand down. And we know this because of testimony delivered on Capitol Hill. We know for a fact that President Trump recommended the day before that they call out 10,000 National Guard troops. That was not done. We also know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, based on the reporting of Newsweek, that secret commando groups were dispatched to Washington, D.C. well in advance of the attacks because they knew something was going down. How did they know that? Is it remotely possible that it was the FBI and rogue agents within the FBI that were responsible for plotting and planning all of this? Is that why Nancy Pelosi told the Capitol Police to stand down? Because they knew what would happen? You think it was just coincidental that all of the major players just happened to not be at the Capitol at that time? You think that was just a coincidence? Who gave the order not to fortify the Capitol building? Who gave the orders for the Capitol Police to stand down? Those are questions, ladies and gentlemen, that deserve answers, and we're going to get to the bottom of it by the end of today's program. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, according to a good many folks on the Facebook live stream, they're very concerned about my blood pressure, but it's okay. I took an extra blood pressure pill this morning before I knew I was going to get fired up about all of this. And we've got a lot to say. And folks, the truth matters here. And I believe that look, there was a lot of wrong, okay? Don't misunderstand where we're going with this. But I think this was a setup. I think the whole thing was a setup to make sure Donald Trump would never, ever be able to run for the White House again. All right, I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Jerry, the liberal, our favorite liberal from Milwaukee. All right, Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Todd. I'll admit one thing. The truth matters, and Todd, it doesn't require extremely complicated and strange conspiracy theories to try to make sense of it or try to say label it.
What was a conspiracy theory?
Oh, my God. The FBI is involved. It wasn't Trump diehard, not saying all Trump supporters, but it wasn't diehard Trump supporters involved in the coup and the storming of the U.S. Capitol building. It was. These are people who admit they were, who are, you know, have social media that they were. This idea that it was some kind of plot between Antifa and the BLM, you know, just this is what it is. These were some diehards, not speaking of all Trump supporters, I want to be clear, but some of them who thought they could storm the Capitol, stop the count, and somehow that Mike Pence would throw the election to the House. This is what the whole thing was. Trump considered planning a military coup. He considered using the Insurrection Act. You know, he met with a MyPillow guy, a pillow salesman, to try to stay in power. We knew Trump would be something like this. I knew Trump wouldn't attend the inauguration or whoever defeated him. Trump is just childish.
Why do you think, Jerry, we've got about 10 seconds here. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi told the police to stand down?
I don't know exactly what she did, but I know there's not a complicated conspiracy.
You know what? I have a very simple... I have a simple answer. If the police had not been told to stand down, we would not be having a conversation about January the 6th. Somebody inside that building wanted that to happen, and I think it was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and every Democrat up on Capitol Hill. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back, folks. Normally around this time of year, I get the sniffles and sneezes, stuffy head fever, you know the drill. But not this year, thanks to my friends at Immuno 150. I love these guys. Immuno 150 was formulated specifically to improve your immune system. Immuno 150 is made from 70 plant minerals along with 80 other nutrients. It provides your body the health and vitality it needs during the cold and flu season. Now, over the past 2 years, all of us have been focused on the importance of good health and building a strong immune system. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Immuno 150. Their product protects my body and helps me fight against any sort of sickness. Immuno150.com/Todd is the website. Or you can call 888-306-8855. That's 888-306-8855. Or visit Immuno150.com/Todd. That's Immuno150.com/Todd. All right. Steve writes in on the Facebook Live page, Lion Ted is at it again. Do you think so, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Cruz, has he betrayed conservatives by calling the January 6th riot a violent terrorist attack? Do you think he's running for I think the guy's running and he's trying to distance himself as best he can from Donald Trump. I will say this, that that I thought Ron DeSantis did a lot better job of explaining what today is really all about than President Trump did. In the President Trump released a statement. You know, he was going to do a press conference. The president was going to do a press conference today, and he decided not to. Now, we were told originally that the reason why is because he was advised by Hannity and others not to do the presser. But now we're being told by the president that there was actually a wedding scheduled at Mar-a-Lago and there was a conflict and that's why he did it. No, I don't know. I'm just telling you, that's what they're saying. I that's all I can tell you. Unlike, Hannity, I don't have the president's cell phone number. So, you know, that's what they're telling us. That's what we have to go with. But you've got DeSantis out there, and I thought he did a brilliant job. I want you to listen, and we're going to go right to the phones after this, but I want you to hear a couple of sound bites from Ron DeSantis. First of all, saying, hey, look, this is Christmas Day for the Democrats.
Today is going to be, I mean, honestly, I'm not going to watch any of it, but you're going to see the D.C. New York media. I mean, this is their Christmas, January 6th, okay? They are going to take this and milk this for anything they could to try to be able to smear anyone who ever supported Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. And he's absolutely right. I mean, it's like these people are having an orgasm on national television. I've never seen anything like this. Oh, yes. Oh, more, more. Never seen anything like it. It was like watching Anderson Cooper and male companion friend, Andy Cohen, on New Year's Eve. That's what it was like on national television today. And DeSantis, he went on. Let's play cut number 6.
So I think it's going to end up being just a politicized Charlie Foxtrot today. I don't expect anything good to come out of anything that Pelosi and the gang are doing. I don't expect from the corporate press to be enlightening. I think it's going to be nauseating, quite frankly, and I'm not going to do it. But I do think that if you have this January 6th committee, why do we not know some of the people who we know were really involved in orchestrating this? They got pulled off the most wanted list. Christopher Wray was asked at the under oath what FBI was involved in that, and he would not answer the question. And so I think that this is something that has really been used for political narrative and posturing purposes.
What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think this was all a big FBI plot? You think the Democrats, Pelosi, everybody's in cahoots? 844-747-8868. Let's go to North Carolina. Charles on WSIC. Now, Charles, I understand you were in Washington on January the 6th.
Hey, Todd, good afternoon, and thanks for having me back on your show. You're correct. I was in Washington, D.C. 1 year ago today with my son and his father-in-law. We drove up at about 3:30 that morning, got to the Washington Monument about 10, and, Todd, I saw the whole thing unfold. And I can tell you right now what I saw this morning, Joe Biden, the lies that he told, and I know you know all the lies, just, you know, identified him with your opening, but the lies that he told and the way it's being portrayed is nothing but a lie. And the way they're trying to demonize Donald Trump, who they're really demonizing is people like me and millions of other people like us that went up there to really question election irregularities that still to this day have not been addressed. But Todd, I got there. I saw the president's speech. He in no way tried to incite a riot. As he said, we're going to march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol. As I marched to the Capitol, there were literally a million people there. And I did not see any violence. I didn't see anybody with a gun. I didn't see anybody with a knife. I saw nobody making any type of threatening move toward each other. I was right there before you got to the steps. Now, I never went into the Capitol, But there was respectful conversation between the crowd and the Capitol Police. I saw how on, I guess that would be the side of the Capitol, you know, where their inauguration was going to be, how the cops fired like pepper spray into the crowd, and that kind of incited the crowd. But Todd, that day, the only reason we were there was not to overturn an election. I know enough about history that you cannot go up there and prevent an election and overturn an election. Well, all that we wanted was for these six states, for there to be the evidence presented, and each state was going to have 2 hours. Let's hear the evidence, and let's pause 10 days, you know, to do the certification after the other side just drug us through 2 years that was based on a lie on a fake dossier. We wanted 10 days, and that's all we wanted. And we were set up. The police let the crowd in. There was, the people that went in, the damage that they did, it prevented all that from happening. And the narrative got spun around into this insurrection.
And that's but Charles. And that's why. And Charles, let me jump in here. And that's why I really felt it was important to have Republicans on that committee. The reason why, it's very simple. Most of the American people are just stupid. I'm sorry. They're stupid. They don't have long-term memory, and they will listen and believe whatever is on that TV, whatever's coming out of the TV news every single night. And if you don't have Republicans on that committee at least raising very valid questions, then you are going to get a distorted, a warped view of what happened. And I hate to say this about Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, and Adam Kinzinger, but they hate Trump. And they have a vendetta, and they're letting that hatred cloud their judgment of the broader questions of what happened on that day, and they don't want to talk about it.
No, that's you're exactly right. And Todd, I tell you, that day I left about 3:30 that day. We had to take an Uber from Washington back to Alexandria to drive back. But at 3:30 that afternoon, my phone went off. It was like the emergency broadcast system, you know, like a tornado warning or something like that. Everybody's phone went off. And there was a guy listening to the radio traffic. And he said, Mayor has slapped on a mandatory curfew at 6 p.m. He said, 1.5 million people here. And the reason I'm saying this, Todd, is because of the few hundred people that went into that crowd that day, out of 1.5 million people, to me speaks volumes about the restraint that that crowd had. Had we had the level of hatred toward our government, our Constitution, and its institutions that BLM and Antifa and the Democratic Party, the modern-day Democratic Party, has against it now, there would not have been one building standing in Washington, D.C. We could have burnt the whole town down, and nobody could have done one thing. But that's not what we did, and it's not who we are. And today, when I heard Joe Biden stand up there and tell lie that it was an armed insurrection, how about the part about Officer Selznick being hit over the head with a fire extinguisher? Well, Todd, we know that's a lie. Even CNN admitted that didn't happen. How about the fact that there's 150 million people that voted at the polls? That's not true. There's 150 million people, but most of those were mail-in ballots. Him saying that the National Guard was there, they were nowhere around.
No, well, we know that, and we know that, Charles, because, and I think we have some audio here from Bill O'Reilly, who was on Newsmax, pointing out the fact, and this is all well documented, even by a Vanity Fair reporter who happened to be in the room, that Trump had actually recommended the day before that they have National Guard troops ready to go. Let's take a listen to that.
So the left fears the rise of Donald Trump. They don't want him to run for president again. He obviously does want to run and is positioning himself to do that. So they're going to use this occasion to demonize him. All the corporate media except Fox News will get on that train. And so we'll hear in 48 hours that it's all Trump's fault, Trump, Trump, Trump. And we won't hear things like, gee, Trump told O'Reilly on the tour that on the 5th of January, one day before, he requested, didn't order because he couldn't, according to the Constitution, 10,000 guard to go to Washington to protect the Capitol. We're not going to hear that from President Biden or Vice President Harris or from the corrupt corporate media. We won't hear any of that. But I think people know, they know now, Bowling, that you're not going to get a fair cut if you watch the network or cable news operations.
And he's absolutely right. And Charles, we've got to go. And I appreciate your great insight and intel on what you saw there on January the 6th. We're being presented a very distorted view. And I feel really bad for a lot of millennials out there who have been conditioned to believe everything that spews out of that TV set. And unfortunately, and you would be shocked, folks, but Kamala Harris said earlier today, and we're going to play some of her stuff later, Kamala Harris said, and she compared what happened to on January 6th to the 9/11 terrorist attacks where over 3,000 American citizens died, and she compared it to Pearl Harbor where over 2,000 Americans were killed. Do you understand how warped that is? By the way, and what happened on January the 6th was not even the worst attack on the U.S. Capitol. You could go back to the Jimmy Carter years when you had people being shot, congressmen being shot. You had terrorists breaching security and opening fire in the White House. I'm sorry, in the U.S. Capitol. Go back to the War of 1812 when the British burned down the Capitol. So the point of this program is to provide the truth, because here we believe that the truth is absolute. Not on this program. You don't have your version of the truth. You may have your version of events the way you see. You may have your opinion. But if I tell you the sky is blue and the sky is blue, it is blue. It is not green, even though that may be your version of the truth. All right, let's go to Steve, Central Arkansas. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Steve?
Hey, Todd. I barely sat through the Biden speech this morning. But what got me about it, I don't know how many times he said, you saw it with your own eyes. You saw it with your own eyes. No, we didn't see it with our own eyes. There are 14,000 hours of video somewhere that if we had an honest government and they really wanted us to see with our own eyes, they could put together a documentary movie of what happened that day and everybody would know what happened. Now, let's get somebody together, whatever it takes, a non-biased group. Let's take that video and let's make the damn movie. Let's see what happened. It's come to a sad shape in this country, Todd, when the only way a citizen can come close to getting the truth about what's going on with our government is to look at what they're not, what they won't talk about, or look at what they won't let you see. That's as close to the truth as you're going to get is if you look at what they won't let you see.
Steve, what we saw today was very dangerous. because I actually lost count of the number of lies that were coming out of Lion Biden's mouth. It was unbelievable. But what concerns me is this was the launch of the midterm election push by the Democrats. That's what they're running on. They're going to be running on January the 6th. They can't run on anything else. This is a failed presidency. It's been a disaster. So they're going to run on this between now and the midterm elections. They will categorize every single Republican running for office as a violent insurrectionist. You watch and see how this is going to play out, Steve. But this is a very dangerous move the Democrats are playing here. This had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with healing the country. And we all knew that was going to happen. I mean, we get that. But what a lot of people did not expect was Ted Cruz coming out and aligning himself with the Democrats and their version of events. That shocked a lot of people. Steve, got to run. God bless. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
I am a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes.
All right, America, hope you're having a good day where you are. We're getting some snow here in Memphis, Tennessee, and apparently right up the interstate, I-40, Nashville, Music City, man, they got pounded, and a lot of people stuck on the interstate system. You guys stay warm over there. Fortunately, Governor Northam doesn't control the DOT here in Tennessee, so everybody should be okay. They're just digging out. We're not used to this kind of snow down south. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. You know, now more than ever, folks, it is so important that we support companies that share our values. And one of those is Patriot Mobile, our good friends. They handle our newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. So when you pay your bill, they take a portion of that and they give it to organizations that fight for causes we care about. I want you to check out PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you use my first name, Todd, that's the promo code. They're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation. And by the way, if you're a veteran, first responder, they're going to give you additional great benefits. PatriotMobile.com/Todd for more information. Got to share this with you just coming in on the Twitter feed from ABC. Now, back in the day, Dick Cheney was compared in the mainstream media to Adolf Hitler. They called him a war criminal. And to be fair, we have yet to find all of the weapons of mass destruction that Dick Cheney said were in Iraq. We all know that it was Dick Cheney who was pushing George W. To get our troops into Iraq. He was wanting a war. And so what happened? Well, we turned our back on Afghanistan, where the true fight was, and we went into Iraq for Dick Cheney's war. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. Jonathan Carl from ABC just spoke to former Vice President Dick Cheney. Guess where Dick Cheney is today? Take a wild guess, Grace Baker, as to where Dick Cheney is at this very moment.
At home?
At the U.S. Capitol, Grace Baker. Now, why is the former vice president who lives in Wyoming, Why is he at the U.S. Capitol building right now? Today of all days.
Well, it's that fateful day, January 6th.
So keep in mind that the mainstream media, they just destroyed Dick Cheney. They hated this guy. They really thought he was Satan. And I want you to hear how Jonathan Carl is describing Dick Cheney. They're now calling him one of the most prominent Republican elder statesmen in America. You see how the game is being played here, folks? Vice President Cheney just said, and I quote here from Jonathan Carl, "I'm deeply disappointed that we don't have better leadership in the Republican Party to restore the Constitution." Dick Cheney goes on to say that he is just deeply disappointed. Now, folks, I want you to pay very close attention here. There is about to be a civil war within the Republican Party. And that's why you are starting to see people like Ted Cruz make his move. You're starting to see people like the Cheneys making their move. The Bushes are going to get involved. This is going to be open warfare between everybody else and Donald Trump. Now, my question to you is, what side are you on? Whose side are you on in the Republican Civil War? 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. Hang tight, folks. We're going to get to your calls. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so glad that you are hanging out with us today. A day that apparently will live in infamy, if you believe Kamala Harris. She says the January riots at the U.S. Capitol compared them to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. That was the day that Muslims waged jihad in the name of their religion on the United States of America. You know, people don't like to refer to it like that anymore because that's politically incorrect. But here, we don't care. We actually operate in something called the truth and facts. She also compared it to the attack on Pearl Harbor. So let's get real here for a moment, folks. More than 5,000 people died, Americans died, in those combined attacks. On January the 6th last year, one American citizen was shot dead inside the Capitol building. And she happened to be one of the protesters. So again, and this bears repeating because we've got a bunch of folks that work and live in their mother's basements, and they write for organizations like Media Matters, these pimply-faced 19, 20, 25, 26, 27-year-old, mostly men, with their Cheeto-stained fingers, listening to this program, taking things we say out of context. So let me be very clear. It's okay to agree with the belief that the people who beat up police officers and broke windows and stole things in the Capitol building, it's okay to say, and still be a conservative, it's okay to say that those people deserve to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. And it's also okay to say that something does not smell right about whatever happened on January the 6th. It's okay to hold both of those beliefs. And we've been catching fire from everybody, but we're just plowing through this, folks. And that's how we roll here at the Todd Stearns Radio Program. All right, want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always honored to have with us from the great state of Florida, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Kat, good to have you back with us today.
Hey, Todd. Happy New Year to you and everybody listening.
You know, Kat, don't know if you heard President Biden. He was trying to gently rub salve on the wounds of the nation by screaming at President Trump and basically rubbing salt in his wounds today. That was unbelievable.
You know, I've never seen a commander-in-chief talk so much about his predecessor. It's quite a weird obsession that he has, and maybe he's doing it to distract from the fact that he's failing on all things. Maybe he's doing it to distract from the fact that he's got a handful of crises that he has created, be it Afghanistan, immigration, open border, COVID, more deaths of, under his watch than under Trump. He's failing on the economy, historic inflation. Take your pick. I think that the Democrats and Biden will do anything they can to talk about divisive topics and to continue to point fingers because it distracts from what's really happening. And that's the truth.
Yeah. And this committee, and I was disappointed when the Republicans decided, yeah, we're not going to be a part of this. We don't want to. And the problem there, Kat, is, and you know how this goes, you've got the news cycle every single day, 24 hours a day, and the perception becomes reality, and there is no one there to ask some very important questions. I think one of the biggest is, who gave the order for the Capitol Police to stand down? Because if the Capitol Police had stood their ground, had there been reinforcements called in, and they knew well in advance that there were going to be problems, then we would not even be talking about January the 6th.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing that I believe every single American, every single legislator wants to get to the bottom of is what really happened that day and in the days leading up to January 6th. Absolutely. But it was clear from the beginning that Nancy Pelosi was never going to allow that to happen. She needed to have a means by which she could deflect and control the narrative. And when you have people like Jim Jordan who would bulldog the truth and go after every single piece of communication that happened in the days leading up, including that of Nancy Pelosi, she refused to let that happen. And I want everybody to start screaming from the rooftops that Nancy Pelosi should release every single text message, email, phone call, and meeting that she had as speaker, because the speaker does, in fact, control security at the United States Capitol. She is responsible for the appointment of the sergeant at arms, and they are responsible for security. Why has that not been a pressing issue that no one has said, why aren't we releasing these? And I don't believe that even if we had full representation on the committee, that would happen, because the Democrats are, this is a witch hunt. This is a political agenda at play. They don't care about the truth. They, you know, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. The truth to them is scary. And they know that if the truth came out, that they would never again hold elected office. They need a boogeyman, and they need someone to blame, and that's why they're perpetually going after Trump.
What do you think the truth is, Kat?
You know, I hate to even speculate, because I feel like that'd make me a Democrat.
Well,
you know,
but you're looking at evidence, and there's a certainly growing piles of evidence here, and what is that? I mean, you're able to hypothesize, I mean, based on the evidence.
Yeah, you know, I think, I was there that day. I was on the House floor, and I don't think anyone who was there, and I'm not talking about the people who were, you know, taking naps in their office like AOC. She wasn't even anywhere near where things were really going down. I was there on the House floor. It was an awful day. And I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, that was a bad day in America. And it really is a shame that we now have a double set of standards in our country where if you are rioting and looting, it's what CNN calls mostly peaceful.
Or what they did to you. What they did to you, Kat. I mean, down in Gainesville, Florida, they've got people painting Ku Kat resign on, writing murals in Florida.
Yeah. I had Antifa show up at my driveway at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning and blocking the driveway while my husband was trying to get to the firehouse. The left tactics are dirty, slimy, and underhanded. And the way that the media has handled this, it is a double set of standards. It's just like AOC and Eric Swalwell, which who are maskless and vacationing here in the Sunshine State. You know, the very state that they criticize, led by people that they despise. It is a situation where it is rules for thee, but not for me. And so until we get the House back, until we are actually able to restore some sense of sanity in Washington, I don't think we'll ever get to the truth. But we have got to stay vigilant and keep pushing back against this false narrative that this was an insurrection. This wasn't an insurrection.
And I'm with you. I have to tell you, I was so proud of Governor DeSantis earlier today. I think he nailed it when he said this is Christmas Day for Democrats and called it Charlie Foxtrot.
Yes, yes. You know, because I wish that everyone was collectively screaming from the rooftops about what they saw that day, what they know to be true, because the Democrats have twisted and morphed and just made up this. You want to talk about the quote unquote big lie? It's the Democrats. That is their basis of reality. They are the ones that have the quote unquote big lie. And for them to continually point at President Trump and say that he has responsibility for this, that's BS. We all know that. And I it's heartbreaking that we now live in a country where people are more concerned with beating up the other side, with executing and winning on a political agenda than actually getting to the truth and doing what's best for the country.
And that's why I appreciate you, Kat. I mean, look, it's we get a lot of blowback, you know, when we say that people who attack police officers should be charged. If you broke in and stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop, you deserve to go to jail for that. I mean, you cannot commit criminal behavior. I mean, that's criminal behavior. But to blame all of this on Donald Trump, it's just outrageous. I mean, what kind? And by the way, if he really was plotting an insurrection, why would he actually recommend the day before that they dispatch 10,000 National Guard troops to the Capitol building?
Well, and that, there's a lot of things that don't make sense leading up to that day. Why was National Guard backup denied? Why did the mayor of D.C. say, no, we don't want any additional Metro police heading up towards the Capitol? Why were these things not brought out to light and discussed in an open forum? Why have they continually been brushed under the rug? And if we're talking about words mattering, let's start with Maxine Waters. She has incited violent behavior for years, and they have seen Antifa and BLM go out and burn up police stations, attack people, injure and kill police officers, and somehow that is different. Violence is violence, and just as much as I condemn the violence in the summer of 2019, I condemn the violence that happened on January 6th a year ago today. But we've got to get back to a place where facts and truth matter. We can no longer accept that the political agenda is fact. It's not. It's a fairy tale, and the Democrats' political agenda is dangerous for America because they don't really care about you or me. For them, it's about dependency and control. And you see what they're doing in their messaging today and in the days leading up. It's all about fear-mongering.
That's it.
They don't want you to think about the reality of your life right now, how you are barely able to keep up with the cost of goods and services because of inflation, how the fact that we have nearly 2 million people who've come over across the border from God knows where, no accountability there, the fact that Americans are still left behind in Afghanistan. They will deflect and deny until they get you into compliance. And that's why we have got to fight back every single day.
Well said. Rock star Kat Kamick, ladies and gentlemen, Congresswoman from Florida. Kat, hope you have a happy new year. Thanks for bringing some perspective to the table today.
Hey, thanks so much, Todd. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, you too. Kat Kamick, everybody. And she's right. She is absolutely right. And we've got to get to the bottom of all of this. We just have to. All right, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, going right to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
right, folks, welcome back. As promised, want to go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Arnez in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, our great flagship station. Arnez, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I was watching everything that happened a year ago today, and I can't help, and I was angry. That's literally the only amazed that in my lifetime, 34 years, that this is stuff I've seen in history class when I was in high school. Never thought that it would happen here in this country in my lifetime, at least not now, at least not till I was 80. But let's not mistake anything. Why this day, why everybody is remembering this day? Because this day is about one person and one person only. And that one person, this day is about one anti-democratic coward who began lying about an election several months before the election even happened and refused to accept the will of the American people and purposely incited a violent attempt to overthrow an election.
And where's your proof? And who today, is that person? Who is that person?
That person is Donald Trump.
And where's your evidence, today, Arnez? Where's your evidence?
Oh, just look at the pictures. All I got to do is look at the pictures.
And what pictures?
Plain and simple. The pictures at the Capitol.
What evidence do you have, Arnez?
I didn't see Obama. I didn't see Obama shirt. I didn't see Biden shirt. I saw Trump flags. I saw Trump hats.
Well, in fairness, nobody wore a Biden shirt. I mean, there's something
that somebody on PBS Frontline said a few months ago that really stuck with me, and it really made me think. They said, and I don't remember this person's name. I really hate that, but the person on Frontline said that what happened on January 6th came closer to destroying American democracy than anything that Al-Qaeda did in the last 20 years. And the scary part about it is they're going to try it again.
Arnez, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that what happened at the U.S. Capitol was worse than the 9/11 terrorist attacks? Yes or no?
What happened on 9/11 killed 3,000 people.
Sure did.
What happened on January 6th tried to destroy 300 years of American democracy.
That's not true. Arnez, where's your proof? You have yet to share your proof. Let me ask you a question here. Donald Trump, on record, told people they needed 10,000 National Guard troops on hand for January the 5th. 10,000. Now, does that sound like a man who was plotting an insurrection, an overthrow of the government?
Yes, because he sat there for hours and did nothing.
That's not true. Arnez, he told the people to protest peacefully.
He is not upset that the insurrection happened. He's only upset because the insurrection didn't work. He really tried to hold. This is the first time in three. When you think about the scope of American history from George Washington on down, when you think of that, this man, he out of all the elections, one-term presidents, two-term presidents, resignation. We can go up and down the line with American history. For the very first time in history, an American president lost an election and refused to concede power, and he tried to retain that power through violence.
Have you heard of someone called Mrs. Bill Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton? She still thinks she won that election in 2016. Hillary Clinton believes she literally won. Stacey Abrams in Georgia has yet to concede.
And they both lost. Donald Trump, as well as Donald Trump in 2020, he lost the election, and all of this, none of this would happen today, would not be a thing had he came out that Saturday after the election was called and said, I concede power to Joe Biden.
No, sir, I don't believe that, Arnez. Let me explain what really happened here. May of 2020, you had Democrat leftist, Black Lives Matter terrorist that stormed the White House. They wanted to burn down the White House, Arnez. They clashed with Secret Service. More than 60 Secret Service agents were brutally attacked and injured. Do you know what happened? They were heavily fortified, and the protesters were not able to breach the gates. Now, my question is this. Why were Capitol Police told to stand down? Why did they do that? Why did they completely remove all of the security from that building? That's on the Democrat Party, Arnaz.
Because let's be honest. If all those images we saw, we saw them all. We saw all those images. We saw
the police, and we saw the police move the barricades away and invite the people in. Arnaz,
bring the Confederate flag into the United States Capitol. That has never been done in the entire history of this country.
But is that worse than 9/11? Is that worse than Pearl Harbor? I don't think it is. Look, Arnaz, we got to go. We're going to go round and round and round here. But I'm telling you, President Trump told people to be peaceful. He tweeted about being peaceful, told people to stand down. I don't know what you want me to say here, but the reality is a lot of those people, I mean, do you really believe the guy with the horn hat and the furry chest, do you really think that guy's a Republican, a conservative? I mean, come on. Be smart. Educate yourself, America. All right, 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Baker was just a little producer, so she may not be able to remember this back in the day, but I'm old enough to remember when the Democrats, when the mainstream media wanted to try Dick Cheney on war crimes. I remember when, the whole argument was Dick Cheney, a million people died because of Dick Cheney's lie. I mean, that's what they were telling people. They wanted to try Dick Cheney for war crimes. They wanted to have him, I don't know, thrown in prison or whatever, executed, who knows. At this very moment, ladies and gentlemen, there are only two Republicans standing alongside Nancy Pelosi as she gave her remarks on the anniversary of January the 6th. Only two Republicans. One of them, Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, and the other, none other than Dick Cheney. And now being revered as an elder statesman. I'm not making this up. This is where we are in America right now. We got a lot of people wanting to weigh in. You guys hang tight because I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs, joins us. Congressman, are you surprised that now the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi herself, literally embracing former Vice President Dick Cheney as an elder statesman?
Todd, I am so glad you brought that up, because I wondered if anybody else was going to remember how hard they were going after Dick Cheney. If she's embracing him, I assume that they've already checked. He's gone through the metal detector. There's no bird gun there with him. But the reality is, this is a witch hunt. They're out to get President Trump and anybody who supported him, and it is an embarrassment to the nation to watch the media sycophants that are actually helping Biden and Harris and Pelosi try to change the course of history, basically the narrative of history.
Congressman, we asked this question of Kat Kamick. She was on just a little while ago, and I want to ask you the same question. We now know, back in 2020, when the left-wing mob tried to storm the gates of the White House, they set a security guard shack on fire. 60 Secret Service agents were brutally injured, but they held the line, and they were not able to breach the gates. And the reason why was very simple. They had police officers there. They had law enforcement. They had backup. But in this instance, and I just got a message from someone on Twitter who was there, and they said they actually saw National Guard troops about 100 yards away. We know the Capitol Police were told to stand down. Had there actually been an effort to defend the Capitol building, we would not be talking about January the 6th right now.
Well, that's exactly what some of us have been saying. And look, we want to find out more.
So here's the question I want to ask. So let me jump in there. This is the question I want to ask you. Why did Nancy Pelosi not want the Capitol secure on that day?
Well, the rumors that we had, and I'm going to give you the rumors that we have, which tell us that that she felt that it would be bad optics to have that much military personnel there, right? That's seriously, that was the rumor that we've heard. Those are the reports. We are trying to get to the bottom of that, but if the January 6th committee were truly a bipartisan committee that wanted to get to the truth, that would have been one of the first questions I would have asked was, what did you do? Why did you do it? How come? You know, and the bottom line here is she's not responded to any inquiries, whether I've made them, HFC's made them, the Republican conference has made them. She has not responded. She will not say what happened and why it happened.
And that is troubling because I think there was something else at play here on that day. And they're using this to take out Donald Trump. It's very unfortunate that Liz Cheney really bought into this. And I have to imagine, I mean, she's a conservative, for goodness sake. She had a great conservative voting record supporting the president's agenda. But I think her hatred of this president really clouded her judgment.
Yeah, I think the final straw for her at some point was President Trump insulted John McCain, who was a family friend, and then insulted Dick Cheney personally. And so they took umbrage of that. So this is why I look at it and I say, this is a personal thing with her. This is a vendetta. This is not objective. Her statements are not even credible. I mean, they're having to change their narrative on the crime that they want to charge President Trump with because there was no incitement to riot. Okay, so they can't go there. So they're going to go to aiding and abetting, I guess, this obstruction of Congress kind of route. And that's kind of crazy, too. So I think it's a personal thing with her. I think it's very personal. I don't think it's objective. I don't think it deals with the facts or the evidence. And so it's a mystery to me why we don't just say, look, Liz, you're trying, because Todd, the Democrats are already wanting to use this January 6th to actually expel members and disqualify members from running in the 2022 midterms. So why is she still a member of the conference? That's what I don't get. She's trying to destroy the conference.
Were there any attempts, and I'm just asking because I'm curious here, were there ever any attempts to sit down and maybe even have an intervention with Liz Cheney and say, Liz, what's really going on here and what can we do to fix all of this? Because she's just gone completely rogue here.
Yeah, I think there was. And here the history is we made a motion. Dan Bishop made a motion to remove her as conference chair because of her positions early on in 2021. And basically Kevin McCarthy said, no, we're going to work this out. And he supposedly was going to have a sit down and talk and work this thing out. It never got worked out. And in fact, it exacerbated. So ultimately,
wow.
She was removed. So I think she's walked out onto a limb. She's happy to keep cutting it. And I don't know her well. I know her enough to say that I think once she gets locked into a position, it's not unusual for her to stay locked into
stubborn.
That position. Yeah, very stubborn.
Yeah.
That's right.
Last night, Senator Ted Cruz shocked a lot of people, calling this a domestic or calling this a violent terrorist attack. Do you agree with Senator Cruz's assessment of what happened?
I think he mischose some words there. I don't think it was a terrorist attack unless he's got information I don't know. I don't have. And unless it was Antifa and BLM attacking, because what I saw looked to me more like a riot than a terrorist attack. A terrorist attack would presume a lot more coordination, a lot more organization, and frankly, a lot more nefarious motive than the riot that I saw.
Do you think that Cruz, because again, I mean, the fury being directed at Senator Cruz is just unbelievable. You think he's maybe angling for a White House run here in 2024?
I don't know. I don't know what his intentions are. I haven't spoken to him at all about that. And I haven't spoken to him about his comments. I saw those this morning and I don't want to take him too far out of context because maybe in his mind, maybe he's thinking that there was some left-wing infiltration And that was part of this notion of terrorism that he saw there. I didn't see that. I saw rioting.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs, real quick, Congressman, based on Joe Biden today wanting to unite and divide and heal wounds by, I mean, he was hurling nuclear bombs on Donald Trump. You think this is the launch of, this is what the midterms will be all about?
Absolutely. This is what I've been saying. I think you've been saying it for a long time. This January 6th committee is going to run all the way through the election. Why? Everything else that they touch in this administration, because they're left-wing Marxists, is bringing the country down and is a disaster, whether it's the border, the economy, inflation, high crime rates, energy dependence again, all those things. It's simply, quite frankly, this attempt to unify by dehumanizing and dividing. So when he says unify, he's talking about unifying his side to crush and emasculate our side.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Unbelievable. Well, we appreciate you coming on the program, as always, and thanks for sharing the intel with us. Some pretty good insight today. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
All right. Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And there's some interesting, I had not heard that argument about Pelosi concerned about the optics of having law enforcement. But regardless, even if that was the excuse, that's a bad excuse. She is ultimately the person responsible for what happened on that day. Not Donald Trump, it's Nancy Pelosi. She had control over law enforcement on the Capitol grounds, and she told them to stand down because she knew. I think she was more interested in the optics and how it might impact Donald Trump. You know what? I want to go to the phones real cool. We've got so many people wanting to weigh in. We do have an open line, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Salt Lake City, Utah. Ed, listening to us on the live stream. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
Yes, Todd. What a show, and I'm a big fan of Mr. Biggs, but also of you. I just want you to know I am a student of the Gateway Pundit. I think you read them, too. And but also revolver.news, they are the source of a lot of what you're talking about here. In fact, they're featuring Julie Kelly, who Mark Levin had on last night. I really appreciate that. She is having a more dour view of the Capitol Police, Todd, viewing them basically as a chain of command situation, where if Pelosi brought in the National Guard, they wouldn't have put up with that crap, whereas the Capitol Police are like her own personal Stasi. And that's what went down there. We know that the Capitol was breached by a handful of people. How many Americans know there was a scaffold commander, they call him, on the media tower, telling people to keep moving. And finally, when the mag doors opened by the Capitol Police, the trap, booby trap, had succeeded. With Ray Epps, the Arizona puke that did all this, we know who did this. That's why they don't want real hearings. That's why revolver.news and people like you, quite frankly, Todd, are the ones to get this out there. In fact, real briefly here, on Ted Cruz, he's got to be a turncoat, unless Mr. Biggs is right and there's some chosen words. Ted Cruz is going along with the narrative. That's where the GOP is the worst of this. We know what the Democrats are, communists. Why are these never-Trumpers allowed to speak for us and to go with the narrative? This was an operation. The Democrats did the damage in summer of 2020 at the street level, and then this time around they did it at the high level.
Now, Ed, wait a second. You call them the GOPuke? Is that what you call them, the GOPuke?
Well,
that's brilliant.
What you're saying. There's a
fight
within the party.
Look, Ed, I cannot overstate this, and you just have to spend some time in Washington to understand how this really does play into how Republicans behave. You've got good, decent Republicans. They get elected. They promise us a bunch of stuff, get to Washington, and they either turn into conservative Democrats or, you know, rhinos or whatever, but they betray the voters. And the reason why, and I'm talking about everybody from Congress to the White House to the Supreme Court, the federal judges. It's that D.C. cocktail party circuit. They want to be invited to all the cool parties. They want to be able to get along and get their names in all the society pages. That is a thing. And I remember when I worked at Fox News Channel, Ed, Roger Ailes fought against that tooth and nail, and he just laid down the law and said, we're not going to be doing all that kind of stuff. It's going to be us versus them. And that's not the way it is anymore, Ed. And that's
right.
That's why Ted Cruz, and I appreciate what Andy Biggs said, but Ted Cruz is running for the White House, and he's not talking about Antifa or BLM. We know what he did, and it's a pretty shameful thing in my estimation.
Yeah. Okay. I have a request of you, Todd, before I go. Could I?
20 seconds.
Okay. If you would bring on Roger Landry, he's a former member of the military-industrial complex, of all things, but he runs the LibertyBeacon.com. out of Arkansas. That man is tapped in. He knows about the militia movement, and I hope you would bring him on. He will lay this out.
All right. Ed, got to run. Appreciate the call and the intel and the kind words as well. 844-747-8868. A line is open. That's 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I got to tell you, Kat is off to Newsmax. They have done a terrific job covering January 6th, really getting down to the brass tacks of what was really going on. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Kim in Hendersonville, North Carolina on WHKP. Hi, Kim. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you, Todd. It's an honor to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to make mention that some people just seem to be forgetting that January 6th, they're talking about the riot, the so-called insurrection, which it wasn't. But what happened that day was people were there in droves to speak up about their rights and what they felt, okay? And the fact that they felt the election wasn't right and this and that. But that was the day the people spoke up. And none of our, and even the VP at that time, Pence, he did not speak up for the people. Not one representative, not one elected representative, Senate, House, said what's going on, the violence, or whatever's going on outside, that's for the police to handle. We are elected, and our job is to represent the people and the Constitution. Nobody said that. That's what the people were there for, and that's what our elected officials, that's what their job was. We elected them. They are supposed to be our voice, supposedly. None of them did that. People seem to forget that. It was a dark day. Our Constitution got trampled on because no one spoke up in for it or spoke up for what the people's rights were. None of that. And everyone, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're just distracting people, and people need to remember that was a day for the people, and we did in droves.
And Kim, let me jump in here. We have got a bad phone connection, and I'm terribly sorry about that, but I think we got the gist of what you were saying, and I think what happened that day was a moment for we the people to take a stand, and tens of thousands of you did that on the Capitol Mall. So, look, this is it, folks. You've just got to deal with the facts and do not be sidelined. By the way, what is going on at the Capitol building right now? So apparently there's a Broadway show choir. Is this Hamilton? Is that right, Grace Baker? Hamilton? And they're singing Broadway show tunes.
Apparently, yes.
Are they doing the jazz hands?
No.
Because nothing says we got to commemorate an insurrection with jazz hands.
Of course.
And a Broadway show choir.
It's essential.
We love you, America. You look fabulous, Nancy. Fabulous. Jeez, Alou. Crazy day. We'll get that audio. We'll play that coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Jeez, Alou.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right.
this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. You expect more out of a broadcast professional, but I'm a little emotional right now. I'm overcome with emotion for on this day of memory and remembrance in America. Grace, I may have to have you fill in and step in as an anchor, as a host.
Oh my!
Until I can get control of my emotions
here.
Take
a deep breath, Tom.
Just moments ago, Grace, I saw a beautiful thing on Capitol Hill. And ladies and gentlemen, you know me. I don't get that terribly emotional. But this really struck me to the core, just right up the wazoo.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at your emotions, Todd.
Look, some people laugh, some cry. It's just such an emotionally tense day. But I watched a man that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, I watched a man call who she once called a war criminal. A man who she once accused of killing a million people, and a man that she accused of destroying a country just for political payback. I watched Nancy Pelosi embrace that man on national television. Embrace, Grace, she embraced him.
What a world.
Dick
I know
Cheney.
It's a lot.
Dick Cheney, she embraced that man and called him an elder statesman. This is America. And there, such pride in Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, as she stood there just gleaming, glowing with pride, as she watched Nancy Pelosi embrace her father, the war criminal. And then Nancy Pelosi, and probably one of the most moving things I've ever seen, invited a Broadway show choir to come out and in front of national television, with jazz hands extended for all, commemorated the insurrection of 2021.
Out of the conversation, we're privileged to have a contribution from one of the great creative talents of our time, Lin-Manuel Miranda. May his beautiful words be an inspiration to us. Among the words he said and in the music, we'll make it right for you.
Make it right.
If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. And we'll give the world
all right,
to
enough
you.
Of you. Let's sing.
Lin-Manuel and his father and the Hamilton singers, whom we'll hear from, said that they were all very honored to be asked to participate today. I call your attention to...
A new year brings hope for the future.
Jeez,
new
Lord,
energy
can
to
we
face
just
the tasks
to it?
Ahead
You're
of
ruining
us
a moment here.
Strengthen the foundations of our democracy. We are all stewards of the American experiment, working to pass down to our children and our grandchildren a more perfect union that treats all its citizens with fairness and equity.
All right, let's get on
with
it. We
should never take our rights and liberties for granted, and we need to finding a way forward together. That's what I wrote about in the song Dear Theodosia from Hamilton. I believe no challenge is worth abandoning our efforts to unite as Americans. We'll keep working, generation after generation, until we reach that someday.
This song goes out to you, Dick. This song goes out to you, Liz, daughter of Dick.
You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart. I'm dedicating every day to you.
Beautiful.
Domestic life was never quite my style. When you smile, you knock me out, I fall apart. And I thought I was
okay.
So smart.
I think I'm done now.
You
Grace, I just can't take it. The more I hear that song, it was fabulous. It was fabulous.
Well, we do need to make you through the. We need you to make it through the rest of the show.
But I've got to make. I've got to.
So
I've got
a
soldier on. I've got a soldier on. I'm sorry. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and try to get myself composed here. Our good friend Jenna Ellis joins us. Jenna, great to have you with us, and thank you for holding on. I hope were moved.
You know, Todd, I actually almost hung up because I thought I was listening to CNN's channel, and I was confused there for a moment. So I'm glad that, you know, we got through that together. show. I'm glad I hung on.
You know, Jenna, this has just been just a bizarre day. You've got President Biden screaming at Donald Trump, refusing to name him by name, as we now know, Jenna, because that would be political. But otherwise, this is where we are right now in this revision, this gross revision of American history and what happened on that day.
Yeah, it's disgusting and it's patently absurd. And, you know, Ron DeSantis has, there's a clip that I just tweeted out that he stood up and just firmly said, this is like Christmas for the Democrats, where they're just so giddy and eager over this. It's disgusting. And to compare Kamala Harris, to compare what happened on January 6th, which I'm not absolving anybody from the crimes that they committed, but guess what? Not one person has been charged with insurrection. So for Kamala Harris to compare this to 9/11 or Pearl Harbor is an insult to every American who has worn a uniform or is in any way sacrificed for this country. It's so pathetic what the Democrats are doing. But Todd, it's even more nefarious than that, because I've been sitting here for, you know, the last year going, why are the Democrats just so focused? They will not let this go, this term insurrection, even though one, not a single person has actually been charged with that.
That's
is
true.
Just because it's, you know, more sexy to them or something. Well, this is how nefarious they are, because Mark Elias, who, if your listeners know, he is basically the bulldog for the DNC left to try to undermine election integrity in this country. And he tweeted in December that maybe we will see lawsuits about this insurrection, and we won't forget about the members of Congress who participated in it. And he attached the 14th Amendment and Section 3. And what does that say? Well, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, et cetera, who previously having taken an oath shall have engaged in an insurrection. That's why they're doing this, because the 14th Amendment, of course, was part of the Reconstruction Amendments, so it makes sense in context. But the only reason they are doubling down on this fictitious, vulgar, abusive language to rewrite history is because they are going to try before the midterms in 2022 to oust ranking Republicans because of what they are alleging falsely happened on January 6th, and try to get members of Congress to actually be removed because of this fictitious insurrection.
And Jenna, you know more so than I. I mean, you're the attorney here. We were talking about this a few days ago on the show, the U.S. statute regarding insurrection. And if, in fact, someone is charged with insurrection, and so far no one has been, but I think one person is going to be, and that's going to be Donald Trump. Not for the prison sentence that comes attached to that, but according to the U.S. statute, anyone who is convicted of insurrection is then ineligible to run for elected office. And I'm wondering if they're going to hold that out and dangle that out there as we move closer to 2024.
Of course they will. And that was entirely the only goal and focus of the second impeachment, because they carried on those proceedings even after January 20th. So President Trump was already out of office. And so the only thing, they can't actually remove him at that point. So the only other reason to try to have impeachment and conviction is because then he would be disqualified from ever holding federal public office again. That's what they're trying to do. They want to take down Trump by any means necessary, even manipulating and abusing the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law.
You know, Jenna, again, facts matter for us, and I'm with you. You beat up a police officer, you steal something out of Nancy Pelosi's office, you get what you deserve, and you ought to be punished for that. But the reality is, when you look at, I mean, just look at what happened during the Black Lives Matter riots. You had more than 16,000 people arrested, but 90% of the charges were dropped. When it comes to the Capitol riot, 725 people arrested, only one case is dropped, and many of these people, even without a trial, are still being held in lockup. I mean, what is this, justice? It certainly doesn't look like it to me.
Not at all. This is political opposition, and this is trying, the Democrats are trying to create a fictitious narrative. The only cops that they care about and the only police they want to fund are the Capitol Police, that, you know, they are now having all of these memorials to, as if this is, you know, the worst thing since 9/11 or even worse than that. And even more patently abusive than, you know, what they're doing with this narrative are the political prisoners who are not getting due process. They're not getting reasonable bail. A lot of these people are being held on misdemeanors for a year. I mean, it's disgusting. And then also to target these Congress members, let's remember that also the Democrats who objected in 2016, they objected to more states than Republicans in 2020. So somehow this exercise of lawful objections in Congress that is part of the process, part of the Electoral Count Act, somehow everybody's forgetting that when Donald Trump won over Hillary Clinton, there were many Democrats who objected to more state electoral college certifications than Republicans in 2020. But no, it's the picture of Josh Hawley that everybody's putting up on Twitter today.
I want to get your reaction to something that happened last night. Let's go back, and we've got some audio. This is Senator Ted Cruz yesterday during a Senate hearing.
Solemn anniversary this week. And it is an anniversary of a violent terrorist attack on the Capitol, where we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage, incredible bravery, risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol. We are grateful for that courage. We appreciate the selfless sacrifice of the men and women who keep us safe.
Jenna, what is Ted Cruz up to?
Of Ted Cruz. I mean, it's disgusting. He's showing his colors, and it's the same thing as Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Lindsey Graham right after January 6th last year, throwing Trump under the bus. They didn't even wait for the facts. They didn't look at this and parse like a rational adult to say, okay, yes, of course, the people who actually committed crimes need to be held accountable, but that doesn't just mean that we go along with this leftist blanket crazy narrative. And for a year later, Ted Cruz to say this, he is showing that he is the Republican in name only, that everybody has been wondering about that. And I hope that he loses all of his conservative supporters and that they remember that he did that and that he said that yesterday and they never, ever support him again. I don't care what he says on TV or how good he looks or what photo ops he takes. When it comes down to actually standing up for principled rule of law and the Constitution and America's founding and everything that we are about in this country, you don't cater to the left. You don't join their narrative. You don't do what he just did. He is showing that he is weak.
Jenna, I'm getting a little concerned by the behavior of the Republicans here. I mean, this was, I don't want to say it was a lock that we were going to sweep the Senate and the House. But I'm just getting a little concerned here. You've got Ted Cruz going wobbly. You got Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney up on Capitol Hill right now embracing Nancy Pelosi, literally. And I really do wonder if we're going to see a full-blown civil war within the Republican Party explode here in the next couple of months.
Well, honestly, that should happen. And, you know, I left the GOP. I am no longer a registered Republican because of how much corruption I observed while I was working for President Trump and seeing that on the national level, the liar that Ronna Romney McDaniel is the chairperson of the RNC and how they failed to protect election integrity heading into the 2020 election and how their donor base, because, you know, they just simply want to receive more donations, they're now catering to this woke LGBT agenda and having an LGBT pride coalition. What's next? The minor attracted persons coalition? This is not a conservative party anymore. And what I'm encouraged by, Todd, is that there are common sense, regular Americans who love this country, who love freedom and love Jesus Christ, who are standing up and saying, I'm going to run for office. I'm going to primary these ridiculous DNC light, people who've been in politics their entire lives, the politicians. And they're standing up and they're running for office because they want to take our country back by having an actual representative conservative government. And I hope and pray that every person listening will take their dollars away from the Republican Party and will put them into the candidates that are actually the best, who will go to not only Capitol Hill, but also on the state and local level. And they'll actually use the powers of government for what they were intended to protect our God-given liberty.
All right, real quick here. Jenna Ellis, by the way, folks, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jenna, do you think Trump's going to be the guy in 2024? You think he's going to run?
I think he will run, and I think it's his nomination if he wants it. I think there are a lot of great candidates, and you know what? That's awesome. I think we have an even better field than we did in 2016, but the nomination at this point is Trump's if he wants it.
All right. There you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Jenna Ellis, always good having you on the program, Jenna.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Good insight there. And fascinating legal shenanigans going on. And that's why this is, look, the Democrats know that they, again, if we're reading the tea leaves here, the Republicans are going to win. They're going to take back control of at least the House of Representatives. And the Democrats know the sham committee is up. That's it. The jig is up. So between now and November, that's all the time they have. And they will try and go after all of these Republican lawmakers, and especially Donald Trump. So, look, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, so we've called an audible here. We did a pre-tape interview with Senator Rand Paul. We're gonna hold that over for tomorrow because so many folks have been wanting to weigh in, and we're going to open up the next half hour of the show to your calls. You can weigh in on the what happened today, this sham commemoration ceremony for January 6th. But I'm very interested to hear from you folks about Ted Cruz, because there is a civil war coming within the Republican Party, and this needs to get sorted out pretty darn quickly, because we've got a country to save, and the Republicans, everybody's got to be on the same page here. So my question is very simple. Do you stand with Ted Cruz or Donald Trump? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. It's a very simple question. But there are going to be efforts made to force Trump out of the running. And I suspect that it's going to be through Ted Cruz. The Republican establishment, Cruz is making a play for the establishment here. That's what's going on. And he's got to have their support if there's any hope of him beating Trump. And I appreciate Jenna Ellis reminding us of something. The person in charge of the RNC is Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is no friend of Donald Trump. I don't care what they're saying in public. We know what's going on behind the scenes, and it's not a pretty picture. And it's a dangerous thing. You folks in Georgia, you're going through this internally right now within your own Republican Party, your state party. 844-747-8868. Again, going right to your phones and your calls. Coming up, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. To say hello to all of you folks signing up for the big app. We have an awesome app, and you can download this, folks. It's free of charge, and you can not only listen to my show live, you can listen to our good friend Sebastian Gorka, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, all sorts of great radio programs. You'll be able to listen if you download our free app. Now, here's the thing. I own KWAM, the News Talk radio station, Memphis, Tennessee, and you will be able to download the app if you go to that website, KWAM Radio, KWAMradio.com, KWAMradio.com. Click on the app, and you'll be able to download it. And we've already had Dan from listening to us on WLOB just signed up, so welcome, Dan. And Scott just signed up, and Garland and Stephen, welcome aboard, guys. We're excited to have you, and we'll give some other folks a shout-out as well as you download the free Todd Starnes Show app over at kwamradio.com. As promised, we're going right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's go to New York, Dennis on the live stream. All right, Dennis, what's on your mind?
I as regards to Ted Cruz, I wouldn't trust him. I think he never forgave Trump from 2016. So I wouldn't. Trump shouldn't trust anybody. Shouldn't trust him. And also, they talk about Dick Cheney. They used to call Dick Cheney Darth Vader, and suddenly
that's right. I forgot about that, Dennis. They did. They called him Darth Vader.
Yeah, the left hated him.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. I remember that. Those were crazy times.
Yeah,
with Bush.
Suddenly he's a good guy. You know, he's smoozing with Princess Leia Pelosi now.
And now they're doing the tango, the foxtrot right there.
Yeah.
Or the, to be specific, the Charlie foxtrot right there in the middle of the Capitol Rotunda.
Yes.
All right, Dennis, appreciate. What part of New York are you calling from, Dennis?
Buffalo, around North Tonawanda, actually.
Oh, a little chilly up there this time of year.
It's snowing at the moment.
Yeah.
Lake effect snows are kicking in.
Oh, those are the worst kind. But but Dennis, well, thank you for listening to us.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
Stay
thank
warm.
You,
all right.
I love your show. It's great. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, those lake effects. No, that happened in Chicago. I was up there one winter covering Obama, and I thought, geez, a loop. All right, we got a line open now, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Pat is on the line, listening to us on the great KYKN. Hi, Pat. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, I was appalled at what I heard Ted Cruz say. I had been a strong supporter of him. But, boy, I don't think there's anything he can say now that's going to change my mind that I'd support him again. I'm definitely Trump all the way.
You know, Dennis brought up a good point, is that maybe Cruz is still upset over the things that, you know, Trump said about his wife and his father. Remember, his father suggested that Rafael Cruz, the pastor, was involved in the assassination of JFK.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that, yeah.
Oh, that was brutal.
But still, I watched what I could see on TV during the events last year on the 6th, and I certainly cannot see the violence that they say. I've lived through Pearl Harbor and through the towers going down and all that kind of stuff, and there's absolutely no comparison at all.
And Pat, if you remember right after the towers fell, there was a big discussion, big debate over whether or not the network should even show images of the buildings collapsing or the planes flying into the buildings, because they didn't want to inflame the Muslims here in this country.
Remember that?
Well,
yes, I remember, but I was watching as it happened, and I saw.
And, Pat, you watch and see what's going to happen. Every single day from here to Election Day, we will see the images of the people fighting in the Capitol. You watch.
I watch the other news broadcast. I watch Fox
Pat, you got to watch. Pat, you got to check out Newsmax. I made the switch over from Fox to Newsmax, and they're doing a pretty good job over there.
I'll have to see if I can get that on mine. I have a package thing. I've been wanting to do that, though. I'll have to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Pat, God bless you, and thanks for calling in. We love all of our listeners out there in Salem, Oregon. Let's go to Georgia. Eileen is listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Todd. How are you? Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
New Year to you.
And all your staff. I was telling Grace that I believe Ted Cruz is going to put his hat in the ring, and that I reminded her about Bernie, what they did to Bernie, the Democrats did to Bernie, and everything Joe Biden said today about our former president is exactly what the Democrats did to Bernie Sanders. And we know that he was the front runner, but they knew that he was unlikable.
You know, Eileen, wait a second. This is a brilliant thought here, and you're right. Bernie Sanders was the nominee, it was the Democrat Party that jumped in and put a stop to that. They destroyed and sabotaged his campaign. And
I wonder how many houses he got. Sorry.
Well, that's a great call. You know, every socialist needs at least a summer home and a beach house. So, you know, what are you going to do? You got to get a tan.
But, yes, also I think Candace Owens as well, what she said about President Trump, about him being old and not being, you know, up on the internet and everything. I think she's also thinking about throwing her hat in the ring.
And what do they all have in common here, Eileen? Candace Owens, you got Ben Shapiro out there. He's hot, cold. You never know where things are going there. And you've got Ted Cruz doing the Q&A with Michael Knowles. I mean, so there is, you know, the Daily Wire was, quite frankly, back in the day, they were never Trump. And they have certainly switched gears. But I'm glad you brought Candace Owens up because, again, there is something going on. And if you've got that group and then you've got the establishment group and you've got whatever Ronna Romney McDaniel is up to, that's going to be ugly because Trump cannot win without all of those votes. He's got to have everybody on board. And that's one of the big problems we had aside from the cheating back in 2020.
That's right. And Todd, when I heard him say that yesterday, I said, we're alone. I said, we are alone. It's President Trump and the American people against the establishment. And
yeah.
I just felt really, you know, I admired Ted Cruz, and I don't know. I just feel like we're really alone, and it's them against us, and it isn't Republicans and Democrats. It's the entire American people that love this country. And I know there are Democrats that love this country. There are Democrats that aren't leftists, and they are a whole separate breed. And, you know, when people say liberals, they talk about liberals as if they were leftists, but they're not. A true liberal believes in freedom of speech and the Constitution. Although they would like to change some of the things, they don't denigrate it. So I'm very careful when I say the leftists versus Democrats and the American people.
Oh, look here's how I describe that, Eileen. With a liberal, you're going to want to invite the liberal over for a cookout, for a hamburger, cheeseburger. You're going to have the liberal over. The leftist, they're going to slap you around and accuse you of, you know, being a cow killer and, you know, demand kale chips. So, you know, you want to stay away from those people. So, hey, Eileen, yes. Got to run. We've got a lot of calls. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Good hearing from you, and Happy New Year.
You.
Eileen up in Georgia, Cleveland, Georgia. Great, great place. 844-747-8868. We have a couple of lines open now. Let's go to Gary on the line from Georgia. All right, Gary, what do you think about old Ted Cruz?
Man, I tell you, I'm really disappointed. You know, I went to Ted's rally in South Carolina prior to, 2016, and, you know, I was impressed with him. I you know, his father was there, you know, being a pastor and so forth. And as a Christian, you know, you're looking for hope anywhere you can find it. And him and of course, McCarthy and Lindsey Graham and all these guys, you know, as Republicans, I'm not sure what I am anymore, other than I'm just a politician hater. I'm equal opportunity. I hate them all. But these guys, you know, they're asking for your money. You never know where your money's going to, and what these guys are gonna support, because one day they're supporting, you know, something that's in line, and then the next day it's totally offline, like Cruz is doing now. So this is just more of the swamp stuff. I kind of agree with, you know, one of your callers who was saying that, you know, these folks, they're just, trying to, self-perpetuate themselves. But anyway, that's about all I really had to say is, you know, we do have an opportunity to support the best candidates, and hopefully we'll have some more of them. And I do want to do a little plug for something that I saw a couple of days ago on Tucker Carlson. It was a guy by the name of Robert Malone, who is a doctor, an MD, and he was giving these presentations that were built around Dr. Matthias Desmet's take on what's really going on in our country right now, possibly, and even in the world, and it's called mass formation.
Yeah, and Gary, let me jump in here because I don't want to get off topic. We're actually talking about that tomorrow on the program, and we're hoping to have the good doctor with us. So I'm going to ask you to hang tight on that one, and because we'll be having that conversation tomorrow. But Gary. Yeah, thank you for calling in, though. Appreciate that. We got a skedaddle here. We do need to take a quick break, and we do have a line open at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Before we go to break, I got to tell you about our good buddy, Mike Lindell. And by the way, Mike Lindell at the forefront of this effort to get to the bottom of whatever's going on in America right now. Well, you know what? MyPillow, you can't buy them in the big box stores anymore. You just can't. And that's because they've been kicked out by the cancel culture mob. But Mike has some incredible savings just for our audience over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. Again, that's MyPillow.com/Starnes. You're going to be able to get some of the lowest prices in the history of MyPillow. The classic standard MyPillow, normally $70, now just $19.98 with my promo code. They've also got great discounts going on with their MyPillow slippers, the sleepwear, and even their brand new beds. That's right, an entire bed. You got to check this stuff out. Over 150 products and great discounted sales only at MyPillow.com/Starnes. Got to use my promo code, my last name. Give them a call, 800-544-8939. That's 800-544-8939. MyPillow.com/Starnes.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Is that play that funky music, White Boy? Wow. I love this. You know the other song I love, Grace Baker, wow, my blood pressure may be up today. I don't know, I was wrong.
Well, I know the other song you love, it's Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Okay, no, I don't love that song.
Or In the Eyes of an Angel. I don't remember.
No.
That one's definitely one of your favorites.
I'm surprised that Nancy Pelosi didn't have all the Democrats on Capitol Hill.
In the arms
of an angel. They were linked and they're swaying back and forth with candles.
It is.
You know that's what they wanted to do.
That song makes you cry. That's all I can say.
I hate those songs, but I love. I love the song, I'm Pretty Fly, He's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that a great song?
It is something.
I'm just saying. Anyway, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, 844-747-8868. It's been a crazy day. We're going to get to the phones here. I want to get a couple of more calls in if we can. But I want you guys to understand that no matter what, on this radio program, I'm just gonna share the facts with you. And obviously I share my opinion and I throw out some theories, and I'm very quick to say this is a theory. This is a thought. This is not the God's honest facts, because a lot of this stuff we just don't know what happened on 1/6. But what bothers me is that so many people get sucked into the mainstream media narrative on this. And the reality is they are willing to turn their backs on the facts, on the truth, to get their point across. And that's not right. And we're going to call people out. You may not agree with me, but that's okay. At least you know where I stand on this. All right, let's go back to the phones. Diane in Georgia, WDUN. A lot of DUN listeners today. Hi, Diane. Hope you're doing good today.
I am. Thank you very much, Todd. When you started asking the questions, would you be for Ted Cruz or Donald Trump? Well, I got to thinking, you know, back in 2016 in the primaries when they had all those early debates, then candidate Donald Trump was saying, lying Ted Cruz. And, you know, in the primaries, I voted for Ted Cruz, and I was pretty offended by that kind of talk. And I thought, is he over the top? But, you know, there was a lot of people that was voting for Donald Trump then, and my mother was one of them. And she said, you wait and see. And, boy, she was right. And, you know,
a lot of the predictions that President Trump has said have been true. And I got to thinking, you know, he was a Democrat for how many decades? He knows all those secrets. He was right in the middle of them all those years. That may be why they hate them so badly, because he knows where all the bodies are.
You know what that reminded me of, Diane? I was watching that last night, and we've got the video of Cruz on our website. It reminded me of that moment when Obamacare was on the line, and John McCain was the deciding vote. And remember what happened? He looked up at the camera and did the big thumbs down and said, screw you, America. Screw you, conservatives. I'm an Obama guy. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, I'm so two-faced. So two-faced.
Yeah.
And if that is true, that Ted Cruz is just falling in line with him, no, I won't ever vote for him again, because I thought to myself then, you know, if he doesn't become president, he'd be a good advisor to a president, but not now.
I was really taken aback by the number of people who felt betrayed by those comments. And again, it just came out of nowhere. And Diane, I'm telling you, we reached out to the senator to invite him on the program just to explain, you know, what did you mean by that? And they refuse. They won't even return our calls. And normally we've had him on how many times? Dozens of times over the years.
Yeah.
So something's up.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I called you a few months ago and said that I still believe that come voting time in 2022, we are going to see federal troops escorting illegal aliens to the polls. Maybe not in Georgia, but in other states, because they will be claiming that that is their civil rights to vote because of what we're seeing now. And I still think we're going to see that happening.
Diane, I do not doubt that at all. And there's a reason why Biden has an open border. And I truly believe those millions of illegals are going to be voting on Election Day. No doubt about that. All right, Diane, we got to leave it there. God bless you. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to the program. All right, tomorrow we have an interview with Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul. And you're going to want to listen to this interview. He actually goes through, and we talk about some of these treatments for the China virus that the government doesn't want you to know about. And it's a fascinating conversation we're going to have with Senator Rand Paul tomorrow on the program. Hey, don't forget, folks, head over to kwamradio.com and sign up for the free app so you can listen to us wherever you are across America. Again, it's a free app. You'll also be able to hear Gorka, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, all sorts of other great conservatives. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of the program today. We'll see you on Friday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.